This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week marks 6 months since heavy rain flooded 24 Colorado counties, damaging scores of businesses, homes, and roads. But one of the most visible and dramatic outcomes was the incidence of rivers bursting their banks and creating new channels. That left critical headgates that divert water to nearby farmland high and dry, and owners like the Left Hand Ditch Company scrambling to rechannel the rivers back to their original course. KUNC's Nathan Heffel went back to Left Hand Creek to see how the restoration is going.
Last November, Bob Crafossi and the Left Hand Ditch Company faced a daunting task.
They're standing in what used to be the Left Hand Creek channel. Of course, it's flowing over here to the north of us, a few hundred yards.
It went around the house in a sense.
It moved, it jumped. When the water was flowing here, there was a whole series of waterfalls off of the various terraces coming off the farm fields.
In all, they had to rechannel 10 different sections of the creek in Boulder County, removing tree trunks, massive boulders, tons of sand, all before the upcoming spring runoff. Besides a lack of vegetation and fewer trees, if you never knew the flooding occurred, today you'd be hard-pressed to see that the creek had ever jumped its banks.
I mean, this is one of the most striking signs of river rechannelization along the whole entire project.
Look down there. See how it's all been rebanked?
Terry Plummer is vice president of the Left Hand Ditch Company.
Mitigation done, meaning that the banks have been restored.
We're standing over the Allens Lake Filler Canal, which feeds one of the company's five reservoirs, essentially one of the starting off points for water that will ultimately fill ditches and irrigation canals traveling to 15,000 acres of irrigated land and other water users this spring and summer.
We still have to rebuild the catwalks and put the railings on and so forth.
But there's water here now where there wasn't 6 months ago.
No, water was 800 feet to the north.
The company's reconstruction projects along Left Hand Creek are 80% complete and over $1 million under the $3.2 million budget. That's no small feat for such a large undertaking. And Plummer says the key was starting early.
And so right in the midst of the storm, we started hiring consultants and engineers and contractors and securing concrete companies and engineers. We locked them all down and employed them during the storm and said, you now work for me as much as possible, and we will keep you busy.
And given the scope of the flooding and its impact on rivers and streams, those contractors continue to be busy.
Oh, there's many, many projects already lined up for the rest of the year.
Doug Lyle is owner of Left Hand Excavating and is working closely with Left Hand Ditch and other companies.
Between the high flow coming, regular stream flow, you might say, hopefully it doesn't get too high, and then we'll come back in and address any areas where trees are down or any of the ditch stuff that where we can't get water through, so we'll be constantly watching it.
The potential for a high spring runoff is also a concern for homeowner Tim Foster. The edge of his driveway in unincorporated Longmont became the new edge of Left Hand Creek during last year's flooding.
And now we're trying to get the land and the creek bank on Left Hand Creek stabilized before the spring runoff. And we know it's going to be a big runoff. So the ground saturated, and so we just want to be fully prepared not to lose this bank again.
To that end, Foster is scrambling to armor the side of the creek next to his house with large boulders, some 6 to 7 feet in diameter. Left Hand Ditch Company's Terry Plummer is also concerned about the months ahead, not so much from a rise in the creek, but an increase in sand.
Part of that is washout. Part of that is crews working upstream, digging it all up. So we just said, we'll wait till just before the season opens, go through and clean everything.
That means digging out every one of their ditches at least once a month for the foreseeable future. But Plummer is confident that the creek and the land surrounding it will soon return to normal.
You'd be surprised how fast the land heals itself.
He's also confident all of Left Hand's essential infrastructure will be ready by April 1st, just in time for the water needs of spring planting. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
While irrigators along Left Hand Creek are feeling optimistic, elsewhere on the Front Range, the race is still on to finish repairing damaged ditches and canals before the snow starts to melt.
The good news to the irrigator is spring runoff brings water that they can divert and put on their fields. The bad news for the recovery effort is spring runoff is coming and that could cause some more problems.
Tomorrow at this time, KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more on how planting season will be a mixed bag for farmers, some of whom will be left high and dry. And this afternoon, during All Things Considered, we'll have more on legislation being drafted at the state capitol to aid those impacted by the flooding.